Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Have you ever been cut off in traffic and felt that surge of anger? Or maybe your child said something to you that felt like it ripped your heart in half? What if I shared a simple story about boats that could completely transform how you respond to these moments? Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. I'm Sheridan Ripley, and today we're exploring one of Buddhism's most practical and life-changing parables, the story of the empty boat. This was actually told to me back when I was in college by one of my good friends. I can't remember the situation, but obviously I was upset about something. And he told me this story, and it has stuck with me. I remember that. That was 30 plus years ago. So picture this. You're floating peacefully down a river in your small boat. The water is calm. The sun is warm on your face. All is well in the world. And suddenly, crash, another boat slams into yours, nearly knocking you overboard. What is your first instinct? It's probably to yell at the other boater, like, "What the heck? Why did you hit me? Are you blind? You could have killed me." But then when you look in the other boat, you see that it is completely empty. There is no one to yell at, no one to blame. It's just an empty boat drifting with the current. So in that moment, something would shift inside of you. Without a target for your anger, the anger will simply dissolve. This story can be found by the ancient Chinese philosopher Zhuang Zhao, I hope I pronounced that right, whose wisdom was deeply influenced by Buddhism thought. So here's the telling of that parable. If you are crossing a river in a boat and an empty boat collides with yours, even if you are a bad-tempered person, you will not become very angry. But if you see a man in the boat, you will shout at him to steer clear. If he does not hear you, you will shout again and yet again and even begin cursing, all because there is somebody in the boat. Yet if the boat were empty, you would not be shouting and not angry. If you can empty your own boat, crossing the river of the world, no one will oppose you. No one will seek to harm you. So there's two parts of this story, right? There's having a boat hit you and you choosing to see it as an empty boat. And there's also the choice to be an empty boat yourself. We've all experienced getting cut off in traffic, and we immediately personalize it. We think, they did this to me, like they cut me off. And we have all these thoughts and feelings about it and feel attacked often. But the empty boat parable suggests something very radical. Most of the time, people's actions have nothing to do with us personally. That driver who cut you off, maybe they're rushing to the hospital, or maybe they just had eye surgery and they can't see out of that right eye. You know, there's so many different things, but usually they're literally not doing it to hurt you. Now, this is a little different when we're dealing with autistic children, because it can feel more personal if your child is being self-injurious or even lashing out and physically injuring you. It's easy to take that personally. Or when your child says something like, "I don't want to be with you," or "I don't love you." This could happen even if your child doesn't have autism, right? There's all kinds of things that happen when we're a parent and our child is what we feel like attacking us. But I want you to know that there is a lot of power in changing your perspective. And I have a few thoughts to help you with this. But first off is seeing your child as an empty boat. What would this look like? Or how could this sound or feel? Well, if your child accidentally injures you or even seems to intentionally injure you, it's easy to fill your own boat up with that anger and anxiety and all kinds of thoughts and feelings. Well, guess what? This makes your boat very chaotic and like filled with energy. And that's going to just make their boat filled with more energy, and you're going to bump off of each other a lot harder. If you can manage to clear your boat or keep your boat clear and empty and allow yourself to process what they just said and not take it personally, or process what they just did and not respond in an inflammatory way or in an elevated way, then that actually allows their boat to be more empty. And one way to do this is to see them as an empty boat. I'll use an example of Devin. He's always my example. And sorry, Devin, but he's such a great example. He is my greatest teacher. When he was little, he really did not like me mothering him. I still don't think he likes me mothering him, but now he's 27 and I've learned to mother him in a different way, and it's much more acceptable to him. But even when he was a little boy, if I tried to mother him like I mothered my other children, it irritated him. And he would say things that were hurtful. And it was easy for me to get offended or to get upset and then respond from that place. And it would just escalate. I would escalate, he would escalate, I would escalate, he would escalate. And at some point, I actually had a very wise chiropractor who Devin said something to me in front of the chiropractor. And she said, "Oh, it's not okay for him to talk to you like that." And I'm like, "Oh," I didn't even notice it anymore. It was so normal to me. And she said to him, she's like, "Don't talk to your mom that way. You need to leave the house if you're going to speak to her like that." And I was like, "Whoa, what is happening?" But I thought, okay, can I say that? Can I do that? So the next time he spoke to me in that tone, I just said, "Devin, you need to go outside or your room until you can talk to me calmly." And he did. He like went outside, and then later he came back in. And this was a shift. But here's the trick, is I was able to stay calm about it. I think partly because I didn't even notice it anymore. She had to point out to me, "Oh, he's talking to you very inappropriately." So I think I already was in that neutral place, but like to the point of apathy. So I don't want you to go to apathy, which is where I was. I want you to have awareness, but I want you to choose neutrality. So apathy and neutrality are very different. So I was able to then be aware of when he was speaking to me unkindly, and I could neutrally say, "Nope, not okay. You need to leave this area until you can speak to me kindly." It's different if you have a child that's having some self-injurious behavior, etc., because you want to make sure they're safe. However, if they are safe, I think it's okay to take a break and move away from the situation, take some breaths, get to a neutral spot, and even practicing ahead of time, practicing them being an empty boat and you being an empty boat. So let's walk through those steps, and I'll give you some ideas on how you can practice it. So first, being aware of when you're triggered. Notice that you're triggered, and I want you to pause. Be like, "Ooh, I'm triggered right now." And you could ask, "Can I see this as an empty boat? Can I see this child or this incident as an empty boat?" And you're going to have to reframe it. So instead of saying, "Why are they doing this to me?" or "Why are they saying that to me?" try, "What might be driving this behavior?" or "Is this age appropriate?" or "Is this autism appropriate?" And this can help neutralize it. That was a big thing for me with my kids, is to ask, "Is this age appropriate?" And 95% of the time it was. Now with Devin, what had happened is I had let his little child age appropriateness behavior grow with him. I think it was probably 12 or 13 when that experience happened with the chiropractor. And she had to say, "Hey, that's not appropriate anymore." Like maybe a six-year-old being sassy like that is, because they don't know better. I don't know. I'm not judging my past self. I'm just saying it was helpful to have an outside person point that out. But I could reframe it. Is this age appropriate? And in that case, I could say no, but I could calmly say, "Hey, you need to take that outside." But if it is age appropriate, which oftentimes my children's behavior, even as young adults, is age appropriate, then I can say, okay, it's just an empty boat. I can let go of the story of me being a victim. They're just being a young adult and they're bumping into me. Or they're just being a non-speaking autistic child that can't communicate clearly and they're bumping into me. And so recognizing them as an empty boat and letting go of the story that you're a victim can then help you to empty your boat. Which when your boat is empty, it helps their boat to empty. So a few questions that sometimes come up. Will this make me a doormat? No. Recognizing empty boats doesn't mean accepting abuse or failing to set boundaries. It means responding from wisdom rather than reactive anger. You can still address problematic behavior, but from a place of clarity rather than emotional reactivity. And I think that is very powerful. When we can stay calm and grounded, it creates space for them too. When my boys were little, someone once said to me, just because your child's having a temper tantrum doesn't mean you have to. And that helped me so much. When they were having temper tantrums, I could stay calm. And it was age appropriate. It's age appropriate for a 2-year-old to have a temper tantrum. So when we stop taking things personally, and when we choose to try to empty our boats as well, it's kind of twofold. Well, we respond to conflicts with curiosity instead of a victim energy or defensiveness. We can break cycles of reactive anger and blame. We model emotional maturity for others. We free up enormous amounts of mental and emotional energy. And we naturally become less triggered and we become less triggering. So the empty boat is a really beautiful parable, but it's also very practical. So whenever I feel triggered by something, I can pause and I can think, okay, if they were an empty boat, how would I respond? And it takes my energy about it down about 10 notches, and I'm able to respond from a more neutral place. And the beauty of this is it doesn't require the other person to change. It doesn't require perfect circumstances or ideal conditions. It just requires that you shift your perspective from a victim to an observer and from reactive to responsive. It creates that space for that change. So as you go about your week this week, carry this thought in your mind. And as things arise, as you get bumped into, as you surely will, see if you can use this empty boat parable. Put it to use. See if you can see the other person as an empty boat. And maybe even more powerfully, make yourself an empty boat. In doing so, you'll find that the river of life becomes not a place of constant collision and conflict, but a journey of understanding, compassion, and unexpected peace. I'd love to hear how this empty boat tool helps you. Feel free to message me and let me know. Thanks for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please share it with a friend. And remember to sign up for my Very Awesome Friends newsletter to get access to the private podcast and other helpful resources. I'd love to stay connected with you there.